Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Slider sliced past Montgomery into left center, a base hit. Indy is in to score. Massey stops at third. Frazier's over to second. Kyle Isbell gives the Royals the lead with a go-ahead RBI single in the top of the ninth inning. The Royals have plated three runs in the top of the ninth inning and now lead the White Sox 5-4.
Whoo, that one was a good one last night for those of you that stayed up and watched it. That was one of the most impressive Royals wins that I can think of in a long time. I don't give a rip if it was against the White Sox, if it was against the Red Sox, if it was against any Sox. The Royals won, and this comes from Nick Keppel of the Royals PR staff and communications. Tonight, or last night, today, was the first... Am I the guy interviewing the Titans? Was the first time the Royals won a road game in which they trailed by at least four runs after the seventh inning since July 19th, 1997, at Seattle.
97 at Seattle. Wow.
I mean, Ken Griffey Jr. still playing baseball. Jay Buhner still looks like he could just absolutely destroy your face.
Buhner may have been the most cut baseball player I've ever seen.
I mean, they at one point had two of the ugliest men on the face of the earth on the same roster. They had Randy Johnson and Jay Buhner in the same system.
Yep.
But you wouldn't say
imagine
that
imagine those
face.
Two guys at a bar getting things stirred up. I mean, there's no chance you survive.
Which then it's crazy because then once Randy Johnson retires, you think he's this big bull red ass because he was once in New York. Don't talk back to me, told to a cameraman one time. And then you find out he's just a guy that loves photography. He loves Rush, and he loves playing the bass guitar.
And he's pretty much very much like me, a very introverted heart that just doesn't want to be messed with, man. Like, I get it from Randy Johnson.
But by God, I dare you to stand in the left-handed batter's box when he's throwing that slider.
No. We saw John Kruk do it in the right-handed batter's box at one point.
And Larry Walker.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Royals came back last night. I was locked in. I did Vern's show bet, his double play. I had Lorenzen 4.5 strikeouts, the Royals 1.5, and to win by 1.5, and Bobby Witt Jr. to have 2.5 bases runs RBI, or hits runs RBI. Obviously, I'm locked in because Lorenzen did his job, and then Bobby Witt Jr. comes up in the ninth inning, man on first and second, two outs, he's up to bat. If he just gets a hit, they all of a sudden go up 6-4. That bet hits Jay Binkley still at the top of the chain when it comes to Vern's On Deck show. You come to the king, you best not miss.
But hey, look, let Jay Binkley have this, right? Doesn't have much else going on. His pizza cutter's missing, and every time he releases a podcast, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announce something big.
Good. So. Then start putting Taylor Swift tagged into your podcast release and just see what happens. But either way, that was a game in which because I asked you, because I was thinking about this, windows down on the way to work today, 60 degrees outside. And I'm like, I remember yesterday because I asked Bob, if they lost that game, how would you feel about the season? He said, well, I'd probably think it was all but over.
Yeah.
And last night they won that game dramatic fashion. I think they had three total hits in a matter of like 17 innings. The White Sox at one point had like 26, 27 straight scoreless innings.
Yep.
That they had gone through, and finally the Royals broke through with their offense. And it wasn't the superstars last night. It wasn't. I know Vinny got a big hit in the ninth, but it wasn't Sal. It wasn't Michael. I guess Garcia had a hit in RBI, but it wasn't Bobby. It wasn't Sal. It wasn't Vinny.
It was Isbell.
It was Isbell and Massey.
Yeah, it was the bottom of the lineup.
And that was something that is encouraging because you needed somebody. I didn't care if it was Massey. I didn't care if it was Randall Grichuk. I didn't care if it was Bobby Witt Jr. Just somebody break this drought. And last night you watched that game. And guys like Sam Long come in, do their job, who everybody wanted to see him hit the, you know.
We took a call on that on Sunday on Virtue.
Yeah. And then a guy wanted Steven Cruz, who's injured.
Right, who's not on the team.
And then you just see these guys. Massey just gets the call back up. They demote Rave down to AAA. They bring Massey back up. He's had his ups and downs with back injuries and side injuries and all these injuries. And he comes up big last night. Kyle Isbell, who's been kind of the heartbeat of this team all year, where like, you know, you kind of take your heartbeat for granted, but without it, you're struggling, right? And Kyle Isbell goes into center field, pinch hits, gets a huge, huge walk, gets another big hit, and the Royals come away with a victory. And that's one of those, maybe it's a wake-up call, maybe it's a realization that, like, you guys have this sort of fight in you, and you don't necessarily always need your superstars to come through. You can do this as a team. And today, they'll go out there, and Berger will throw it on the slab, and they'll play at 6:40. Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock, and we can do this all over again.
And they did it against that closer, too, for Chicago, who's going to be a stud in baseball for at least 2 years. I mean, that's what you get out of a closer anymore. And so once he came into the game, I'm thinking, okay, it's probably over. And then they tried to get him a four-out save, and that was a bad mistake, man. He couldn't get that four-out save and gave it up like, a streetwalker in Times Square. And so it was over right then and there, and they got those five runs in the top of the ninth inning when they scored those runs to take the lead. McClick, as soon as Isbell got that hit, I knew it was over. It was done. They'd won that game last night. But don't find yourself in this constant battle with the Chicago White Sox. They are a better team than they have been, but you are a better team than the Chicago White Sox.
Correct.
And so go out there and, you know, finish off the series today and take care of business. Like don't be down again to the White Sox where you go two straight games basically without scoring a run or getting a hit, because it was lifeless there for a while, man. These two games have been lifeless games, and they were awoken late yesterday, and that was good. That was a big time win for them to kind of keep them alive and afloat in this postseason race.
Again, the stat from the Capitol tonight was the first time the Royals had won a road game in which they trailed by at least four runs after the seventh inning since July 19th, 1997 at Seattle. Last night they are victorious 5-4. Estevez goes out there, was super dominant in his role. You love to see that. And like you said, go out there today, win this game. You get an off day on Thursday. Then you get back home and you play Detroit. And then again, of course, you know, we're all scoreboard watching because Seattle's down 5-0 early.
Early in the second inning, I'm like, damn, Seattle's getting waxed tonight.
Right. And then as you're, you know, kind of getting settled in bed, you look at it, all of a sudden it's 6-5, Seattle's up. And you're like, well, son of a gun. You wake up in the morning, you realize, or some of you are tougher than the rest, you wake up in the morning or find out last night, Seattle ends up losing.
Yeah.
So not only that, you go from being four games out to back to three games out. You couldn't get slippery anymore because you don't want to fall back further and further without the control of it. Again, you want to get to that Seattle series where you're about a game to two games out of that last wild card spot. But either way you look at it last night, a lot of grit, a lot of fight, a lot of saving grace in that game last night because of what they did. And every game, like you have said all year, is a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't have been more defined as a roller coaster.
Yeah, really
you
was.
Were just going up the hill.
Nobody thought they were going to win that game. Nobody did. I mean, and you're passively watching. Look, I was flipping back and forth, and then they started to get, I'm like, oh, they may get this thing done. And then you start to kind of get engaged. But for the majority of that game, they showed zero life yesterday. It was a lifeless performance until late in the game yesterday, and then they came to life, and that's all you need. You don't have to dominate for eight innings. Just dominate for one like they did yesterday and win the game.
Right. Speaking of domination, yesterday, Travis Kelce obviously dominated the sports world and the entertainment world with the announcement of his engagement with his soon-to-be wife, Taylor Swift, which is still, to me, crazy to put that sentence out loud.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, obviously they got engaged in a garden in Lee Summit.
In Leawood. In his yard in Leawood.
After that, Lee Summit news came out, and Nate Taylor had earlier said that, you know, he had this article on ESPN. This came out. It gets completely swept under the rug because he releases this. And then we get the announcement of the engagement. And the day after the Super Bowl, Travis Kelce kept saying the same phrase, I can't go out like that.
Yeah.
If this is Kelce's last ride, he's hoping to pull off a grand finish. And then he proceeds to write about everything that he had a conversation with Travis about. I can't go out like that, getting your ass absolutely kicked by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And now the world is yours, Mr. Kelce. And you've got one last goal to achieve because you got the other one locked up. And now the other ring that you're going to go chase and hopefully get is your final Super Bowl win and in your last game of your career.
Has anybody had a better 2-3 years than Travis Kelce?
I mean,
there's nobody in the world that's had a better run over the last 2 years than Travis Kelce has had. But it's like, this is like, and I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy for a second. I know what I'm talking about, right? Like, I know what I'm talking about when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think I've been pretty dead on with just about everything over the last 5 years of how things were going to play out. Did I miss on the Eagles Super Bowl? Yes. But I know the mindset of what this team is all about. I know these guys, and I know who they are as people, and I know who they are as football players. And as soon as they lost that game for the Eagles, I told we're getting back next year, and we're going to win this thing. They're not going to go out like that. And I've been telling you guys that ever since they lost that game and we were sitting there in New Orleans. They're going to be back next year. They're going to win the Super Bowl next year, and they're going to go out and they're going to have this great time. I've been telling you about this American Pie theme that I've had for this season, where Travis Kelce's in his senior year, Patrick Mahomes is in basically his senior year with Travis. They're going to go out with a bang.
We will get laid. That's
exactly right. I mean, it's exactly right what's going to happen. And I think as we're now getting closer and closer and closer to the start of the season, the trolls and the moles and all the dopes in the national media are starting to come back down to earth and realize, yeah, this Kansas City Chiefs team is pretty legit. And we have spent all offseason in the national media, the Nationals, I call them the national media, the Nationals, have spent all offseason out here trying to run down the Chiefs, run down Travis Kelce, run down Patrick Mahomes, run down Andy Reid, run down the organization. Oh, they're old, they're tired, they're not going to do it anymore. I'm like, when you say that kind of stuff, it shows me truly how out of touch you are, because you don't understand the mental makeup of these guys and what drives these guys. I've said for years, the only thing that matters is the Super Bowl with this team. That is the only thing that matters. That drives them every single day. They're not waking up in the morning going, oh, let's go out there and see how we can beat the Raiders, or let's go out there and see how we can do this. Everything they do is preparing to win the Super Bowl at the end of the year. And so when people doubt them and want to throw, you know, shade at them or whatever the case may be and say they're not going to be back and they're not going to do it, you don't understand what you are talking about. And that's why it drives me nuts. And even yesterday, like, Chris Broussard even came around and started to say, like, well, I think the Chiefs are going to do it. We saw Ryan Clark earlier last week say it. We had
Kyle Brandt
is like now just defending them every step of the way because he's tired of hearing it as well. Anybody who's been saying anything negative against the Chiefs, I hate to say it from a national standpoint, you're clueless and you don't understand what this football team is all about. And you'll all look foolish at the end of the year when they're hoisting Lombardi and Travis and Patrick walk off that field for the final time as champions. And there's Taylor walking off with Travis as well. And we're all sitting there crying our eyes out because we just watched the greatest Super Bowl we ever saw. We watched Travis win a championship in his last go around. We saw him and Patrick do it one last time together. And then we saw the future Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift walk through the tunnel together and put that cherry on top, because that's what's going to happen this year with this organization. This is going to be my favorite championship when they win all this, because it will be the one that just throws it in the face of everybody who tries to constantly take this team down.
Do we call the season The Life of Showtime? Isn't that Mahomes' name? And that's kind of the name of the new album. Is that right? Life of a Showgirl?
Life of a Showtime? Yeah. Life of Showtime?
Life of Showtime, yeah.
I hate it, yeah.
Yeah. Except it's red, not orange. Maybe we swung a miss.
Also,
on that
real
one.
Quick, just total off the subject. So high school, I was yesterday age old when I realized that was about Travis Kelce. I didn't know she had announced that song was about Travis Kelce. Go play that song and follow along and read the lyrics. It is Travis Kelce to a T.
Really?
I was laughing my ass off yesterday because she said, oh, it's so high school, you know, with the high school gym teacher and the high school English teacher, and then everybody posting pictures of the high school English teacher and gym teacher. My favorite one was Kenny Powers. They posted him and the gal. And so go read the lyrics to You're So High School, or this is whatever it is on the new album, and it's Travis Kelce to a T. And she even and she even cites the American Pie movie in that song. Peace out.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is a Wednesday, so it is the Fesco and Dusty weekly poll. This one is obviously going to be Kansas City big news of the day related because, well, we try to put our own spin on it because we know that Andy Reid claimed one time that we talked to him that he was the reason why Travis and Taylor are together. This is it.
Now, listen, I knew her before he knew her. So
he had a lot to do with it, which means he's definitely invited to the wedding. Duh. But we ask on our
Fesco.
Hey,
Andy, we're trying to save a little money. We're not going to invite you to the wedding. Is that okay?
Now, this wedding, everybody has to pay $330 to attend.
Yeah, and people would gladly pay that.
Best $330 you'd spend.
Yeah.
So our Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question is, what role should Andy Reid play in the Kelce Swift wedding? Is he the best man? Is he the ring bearer? Is he the usher? Or is he the officiant? Officiant. French for the official.
You know, if they don't pick me, I am a licensed reverend.
Oh,
I have my reverend card. If they don't want me to officiate their wedding, then I think Andy Reid would be a good, you know, kind of fallback. But I think I should be the officiant of the wedding. And if you would like me to officiate your wedding, send a text to the text line. It's $500 cash, and I will be more than happy to officiate your wedding. Meet with you and your bride one time before the wedding. We can go over everything. And I'm serious about that. If anybody wants me to do it, I got officiated because we were going to do a wedding years ago at Rally House.
That was your boy.
Two Chiefs fans wanted to get married. So I'm like, I get my reverend's license, $35 or whatever. My friend Coach Luke is like, here's the paperwork. Fill it out. I got my card. So if anybody wants me to officiate their wedding, send the information. Mac will take it down. It's a $500 cash fee due upon arrival. And I will be more than happy to officiate your wedding.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
That's right.
So yeah, the Fesco and Dusty poll question, 21 votes already in. What role should Andy Reid play in the Kelce Swift wedding? Best man, ring bearer. That was my vote.
I voted ring bearer too.
Nice.
Oatmeal raisin, baby.
And then usher or officiant. I could only imagine, you know, Taylor and Travis are sitting there at the altar, and here comes Andy, right? Just like a press conference. All right, listen, we look forward to the challenge of life between these two.
Yep.
Travis has got a left finger injury, so they're not going to put the ring on today. And Taylor, she's never been in this situation, so we look forward to this today. And we're gathered here today as a home, and how about these Kelce?
Yeah. And then after the wedding, when they both say, I do, Andy can then go, time's yours.
Yeah. All right, everybody, let's get a little cocktail hour before we get to the rehearsal or the reception, and time shares. Be so great.
Looking forward to the challenge of dancing tonight.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Patrick won't be on the hardwood floor because Brett, he banned that. So, yeah. And pictures will be over there. And listen, you're like, yes, we got it. Be so great, man, if he was putting those two together.
It's
so
awesome.
32 votes in, best man, ring bearer, usher, officiant. 3.1% say best man. 21.1% say ring bearer. 10.5% say usher. And then 63.2% they want him to be the official officiant of the wedding. So that'd be scene there. Because
do you think Tyreek Hill gets invited?
So we got to do that later today.
Yeah, we should do that later. Yeah.
We got to do the whole thing about, like, yesterday was the cut list for NFL players.
Yeah.
Who's on the bubble list for the wedding?
Yep.
Like, I got to think Henny's getting that call, maybe.
Yeah. Well, you can't invite everybody.
No. I
mean, do you envision it as a small wedding, or do you envision it as a big time wedding where everybody can be involved?
I think with their personalities and their stardom, I think they get married somewhere in London. She's in love with that place. Privately, or they'll go back to the same garden, Lee Summit, that they got engaged
in. You mean Leawood, yeah, his backyard in Leawood.
And so they could do London, Lee Summit, Leawood. You never know. And then I think they have, like, the party. I think that's how they would do it. And I'm not mad about that with weddings. A lot of people do that with destination weddings that I've been friends with. They'll go get married in, like, Cabo or something like that with, like, their immediate family and the friends that want to pay for that. And then they'll come back and they'll have, like, the reception where everybody just wants, that's the only thing in the wedding you really want to go to.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem very cost effective for me. Like, you're paying for the destination wedding and then a reception. Now, for them, it doesn't matter. I mean, I wonder how much money her parents are going to give her for this wedding, though. You got to wonder that, too. They're going to scratch a check. Somebody ask Ed. He'll know.
I love the people that don't get the poll question. The best man is Jason.
Okay, Jesus. Good Lord, man. Like, seriously.
Thanks, coach.
I mean, God.
It's so funny. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, McFly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, what are we doing here? Well, you know, Jason's going to be the best man. It's technically his brother.
Yeah, this is so funny. Like, yeah, we're talking about hitting rain. Yeah, listen, Jason, he's a good guy here.
But I'm gonna be the best man. I'm gonna be the officiant. I'm gonna be the ring bearer. I'm gonna be everything in this wedding. Because it's for me. Andy created this.
Where's Alex Smith on the bubble? In or out?
Oh, he's
out.
In.
No, he's in.
He's in.
How many people are we inviting
They're
to
rich.
This wedding?
It doesn't matter. Though. It's not our wedding where we have to make cuts.
No, but I understand. But like Tyreek Hill, why would you want him at your wedding?
No, yeah, that's
yeah, he's cut.
That one's probably.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Cut, but I think that's a good conversation. I think Alex Smith is shoo-in.
Is Jake Brenningstuhl in the wedding?
No.
Oh. Did he make
but
the
like
roster?
Greg Olson, he's probably
Dude,
in.
That's going to be the greatest. Oh, Kittle,
probably
Olson.
Probably Kittle, yep.
Yeah. You got to think maybe some more of them. But those two are locks.
Yeah, those two are locks.
And Olson will
Gronk.
Have a, Gronk.
Or they do the wedding and they just don't tell anybody and it's just the two of them that get married and they just, oh, yeah, by the way, we got married last Tuesday, you know, right
like,
after
what?
The podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.